Ladies and radicals, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet, founder of killyourinnerloser.com, all-around nice guy, cool guy, and big giant fucking simp. This is the Inner Loser Show. Let's fucking go. Almost none of that was true, but who gives a fuck? So, what is true is that Radical, the moderator on my forums, a friend of mine, all-round good dude, British dude, very strong British accent, absolute fucking legend, and I'm very fucking grateful for him. As I said in a couple of videos recently, I am coming to the end of my own 365 project. I've been doing one of these a day for a year, almost finished now. I think there's like 13 left or something at this point. And what I want to do is have a couple of videos shouting out the people who've helped me over the last year and people that I think you guys would benefit from going and paying attention to. And Radical is definitely one of them. As I said, he's the moderator on my forums. He has his own awesome self-improvement story, which I'll talk about in a second, and I've talked about in the past. And he has his own YouTube channel. A lot of the content and videos on there are very, very, very similar to mine. He talks about the same sort of concepts, dating, getting laid, meeting women, self-improvement. He talks a lot more about, or a lot about, like the mental hurdles and stuff that you have to overcome. He also has his own take on certain things. He disagrees with me on a couple of things. He has his own content that I don't talk about, like traveling, which is fucking hilarious in the time of COVID and all that sort of stuff, but will become more and more relevant as lockdowns end and mask mandates and all that bullshit goes away. He talks about like making friends. He talks about his own hurdles that he overcame. Very, very solid content. So I definitely recommend going and watching that. I will leave a link in the description below to where you can go and check him out. But he's just a very solid dude. And he's helped me a hell of a lot over the last year. Definitely, probably more than anything by being the moderator on my forums. I can't tell you guys how much stress it takes away from me to not have to micromanage the forums and go in and make sure everyone's doing the right things and enforce the rules and reply whenever someone breaks out into an argument, which happens from time to time, whenever someone's being negative and complaining and not taking action. I don't have to deal with that. And that takes a hell of a lot of stress off my plate. I don't think at this point in time I could be the moderator on my own forums. I don't think I have enough time. I don't think it benefits me in any significant way at all. And at this point in time, because I have limited time, I have to obviously focus on the stuff that's going to help me, that's going to help you guys, that's going to help my coaching clients, that's going to help the audience, stuff like that. Being on the forums right now for me, I just don't have time. And so him being the moderator and handling all of that for free, by the way, guys. And I was giving him a coaching discount at this point in time. You know, if we ever do coaching, I don't charge him for coaching. But basically, let's say he does it for free because he wants to grow the community. So if you were ever going to find a person in this community who cares the most about the community, it's probably honestly him. It probably just straight up is him. He probably wins because he's doing this for free. He really fucking cares about people on the forums. A bunch of you guys will have already known that he gives really fucking good style advice. Like, you can jump on the forums right now and say, I have no idea how to dress myself, or here's some photos. You know, what do you think about my style? And he will just jump in. He will answer questions. He will say, do this, do that. He's written a free style guide, which is fucking solid. I send most of my clients to that. And I just say, just go read the guide. That will teach you how to dress yourself better, how to have decent style and stuff like that. He really fucking cares about the community. And again, that takes so much load off my plate. It's also nice to have someone who's almost like your wingman, someone who's like on your team, who's like, I care about your community. Because essentially, it's not my community, it's like our community. But you get the point that I'm trying to make there. It's like, he has my back. He cares as much about you guys as I do. There's a world in which maybe he cares even fucking deeper, especially about the forums. Absolutely fucking legendary guy. He was one of my first coaching clients. He absolutely helped me become a better coach. I made a few mistakes. He pointed them out to me. We kind of went through this process of like me figuring out how to be a better coach. He was like literally one of my first coaching clients. Absolutely amazing self-improvement story, his own. When he first saw me, I tell this story all the time. And again, I have an interview I did with him where we talked about his self-improvement journey. So just go and watch that. I'll leave a link in the description below to that. But when he first hit me up, I always tell this story. He had like holes in his fucking t-shirt and he was super depressed. He was in love with this girl that it looked like it wasn't going to work out. They'd been on again, off again, and it was like she'd sort of friend zoned him. He was just in a very dark place. And from there, he basically improved himself. He went out and dressed better. He did a bunch of different stuff. He started taking himself more seriously, which was the thing that he wasn't doing. Again, holes in his t-shirt the first time he ever sat down with me for a coaching call. or a coaching session that was in person too. He rocked up in person with holes in his shirt. He absolutely improved himself and put himself up, and he got laid like, I've lost count. We said in the interview how many times he's gotten laid. I forgot at this point, but like the third girl he ever talked to, he fucked her. The seventh girl he ever cold approached, he fucked her. So he absolutely crushed it. Absolute legend. Really grateful to know him. He's a good friend of mine at this point. He's also inspired me like crazy by doing his own 365 project. So he's doing one of these a day as well. Crazy fucking bastard. About 1 or 2 weeks into me starting mine, he's like, do you know what? Fuck you, Andy. I'm going to do it too. And a lot of people said that at the start of my project. They started their own 365 project and then they just kind of bowed out. A lot of people bowed out. There's only a handful who are still doing this. There's Radical, still doing a video every day. There's my girlfriend Imogen doing a piece of artwork every day. There's me. There's a guy on my forums. I forgot his name. He's a super fit guy. If he's listening to this, sorry, dude, I forgot your name. He's taking a Tinder picture every single day. Other than that, I don't know anyone else who's kept this up for a year. I'm sure there's a couple of people that have that I haven't shouted out, but the majority of people, there was something like 30 people that signed up at the start and said, I'm going to do it too. And then just almost all of them fall off. So the fact that he's kept it up and he's going to finish, I think he's basically finished at this point because he's recorded a couple of videos ahead of time. So I think he's basically finished with the project and the videos are just getting posted like once a day. So super proud of him for that. That's inspired me like crazy. I'm super grateful for that. Like just having other people who are doing this shit with you. I can't tell you how many times he has like bitched and moaned about the 365. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He's like bitched to me about like, man, having to do this every day, what a fucking nightmare. And I'm like, I know, dude, like I know this is so fucking hard, like why did we do this insane thing, blah blah blah. So that, like, having someone on the same team as you who's doing the same thing as you absolutely makes it a hell of a lot easier, because I've loved this to pieces. I'm so goddamn glad I decided to do this. I knew I would love this. I chose to love this. When I first said I'm going to do one of these a day, I did it under the condition that I would enjoy it. But there are many days where this is fucking tough. Like doing one of these a day, it looks like I'm just talking into a webcam. For everyone who thinks that, go out and actually try a project like this. Go out and do something every single day, especially something where you're putting yourself out there and you have to be the authority, so to speak. There's a lot of pressure with that. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of days you don't want to do it. And as fun as it is nice having someone there that you can kind of complain to, or at least who gets it. And we're not very negative. He's not very negative at all. I should make that clear. The number of times he's complained is like maybe 5 times ever. And they weren't big complaints. It's more just like, man, this is fucking stressful. Hey, and I was like, dude, I know. Jesus Christ, I know, man. So I'm very grateful for that. He also, another thing I could be incredibly grateful to him for is that he's pushed me like fucking crazy. He pushed me to start my own forums. He pushed me to do certain types of content, like more stuff about style, more video topics that he thought I would benefit from covering. More than anything, he pushed me very, very, very hard to do content on cold approaching and hitting on girls in public, because I had sort of locked myself into content on Tinder. And most of the lays I've had are on Tinder. Most of what I did used to talk about was Tinder. I have a big Tinder guide, links in the description below to that. It's like 130,000 words, 5 parts. Took me fucking 6 months or almost a year, I think, if you want to include drafting, to write. So that's my magnum opus. My main draw, the main reason people come to my website to read the articles is the Tinder guide. That above all else. So I was like the Tinder guide. I made myself the Tinder guy, the online dating guru. And he said, why the fuck don't you do any content about hitting on girls? Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, well, you know, just like most of what I've done is Tinder and, you know, most of my lays are on Tinder. And he's like, yeah, dude, but you've like banged girls in public. Like, why don't you talk about that? And I'm like, well, you know, I just, you know, because I haven't done it 50 times or I'm not like a world-class expert on it. He's like, dude, like you literally couldn't talk to girls. You tried for a week and pussied out on thousands of them. You then went through this approach anxiety program. You overcame all sorts of hurdles. You had fucking a mental breakdown because you didn't think you deserved to hit on girls in public. You went through all of that. You have approached like thousands of girls at this point. Why don't you just talk about getting laid? Like, why don't you just talk about getting laid in person? Why don't you just do that? So I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking do it. So the only reason that I have content on my YouTube channel and on my podcast about hitting on girls in public is because of Radical. So any of you who've benefited from anything I've ever said about cold approach, thank Radical. He is the only reason that I've written about that, because I hadn't given myself permission to talk about that stuff, because I was like, I'm not a world-class expert yet. I haven't done it enough. Or more importantly, I've done Tinder way more, so I should just focus on Tinder. I'm the Tinder guy. I should focus on that. It's literally because of him that I started doing Cold Approach. So I'll always be fucking grateful to him for that. Really fucking appreciate him pushing me. He nags. He's very good at nagging. He's very, very, he's one of those good bros. You know how you have good bros who will like call you out on your bullshit and you say like, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. And they just keep pestering you. They're like, nah, bro, you're being a fag. Like, come on, just do this thing I'm saying. Like, come on, do it. Like, he's one of those kind of bros who will just nag you until like, and you know, he's correct when he says it. You know that you would benefit from doing what he says. Like in the back of your mind, you're like, man, he's right. Fuck this guy. Why is he so right? And they'll just keep bringing it up like once a month or once every 2 weeks. They'll bring it up and be like, hey, how come you haven't done this yet? How come you haven't done this yet? And at some point you're just like, fine, I'm going to do it to shut you up. And then like you come back to them later and you're like, man, I'm so grateful that you told me to do that. Like he's one of those kind of bros. So very grateful. He's a very solid dude. Very grateful to him for being the moderator on my forums and for caring this much about you guys. I shouldn't say that. I think a lot of you guys know how much he cares, especially those of you on the forums. You're like, yeah, he obviously gives a shit. Like this place is running because of him. It's not because of me, guys. I'm not the reason the forums are existing right now. It's not, I neglect the fuck out of the forums. Of course, I don't have time for the forums. I neglect the fuck out of them. I built the forums, sure. I hand-coded the fucking forums. I spent, God, like 6 weeks hacking the forums. Fucking, God damn it. I don't want to go back to those days. Fucking learning PHP. Having to hack them, having to fucking customize. Oh man, Jesus Christ. Nightmare. But like, I set them up. He's the one that's kept them running for the last, like, what is it? Like 2 years at this point? A year? 2 years? I forget when I set the fucking forums up. Like 2 years? So you guys, thank him. Please jump on the forums right now and say, Radical, thanks, bro. Like, thank you for this place. A lot of people will thank me and they say, thank you for the forums. And maybe I need to do a better job of saying like, I appreciate the thank you because I set them up, but like, and I'm paying the server costs, fine. But Radical is the reason that that exists. If it wasn't for Radical, Jesus fucking Christ, the forums wouldn't exist in their current form, if at all, because I don't have time to run them. I'd probably just, honestly, if I didn't have Radical, I would shut them down. If I didn't have a moderator, I would shut them down. It's just too much of a headache to have forums that you're semi-responsible for. You don't want people to go off the rails and say something fucked up and you're not there to moderate that, you know, or someone starts doing something untoward or whatever. You need a moderator on there. So I'm really grateful to him. Really solid dude. As I said, guys, go in the description below and check out his own channel. Also check out the interview I did with him because his self-improvement journey is pretty fucking interesting. We talked about like, you know, I called him out on the fact that he had holes in his shirt when he first came to see me. And, you know, we kind of laughed about that. We talked about the couple of lays we got. We even talked about, and this is a spoiler, so go and watch the video, a girl that he had sex with that I had already hit on and already got the number of, and he ended up having sex with her. So go and listen to that story. Absolutely solid dude. Love the guy to bits. Thank you, Radical, for everything you've ever given me. And as always, guys, go out, crush your goals.